Right Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, it is Thursday, December 30th. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve. And 2:06 p.m. and Copper's running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good enough. So get that triple dipper sound effect ready. We got a full show. I mean, I got some stuff laid on today. I think you're going to enjoy. 3 p.m. Sean Ross is going to call in. Sean's been working in and among state politics for quite a while, formerly with Yellowhammer News, now with his own consulting and doing communications work for political campaigns. We're going to get his perspective on some things. I think you're going to enjoy that. 4 p.m. today. Also, the Grand Council, one of my favorite moments every single week. Our own Dale Jackson, our buddy Jeff Poor, and myself ping each other with questions and see what kind of things we come up with to see where it goes. That's the callers for the day, but we got a triple dipper, so Copper, hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
I thought I had faded off into the distance there for a minute, but yeah, triple dipper. So here's the deal. Number one on the triple dipper, who's really in charge? I mean, seriously, who's really in charge? There's like an absenteeism among Biden appointees, and it's just kind of weird. Who's really in charge? We're going to cover down on that. I got some stuff that's going to be interesting. Number two on the triple dipper, going to do a primer on primaries. Got a bit of a primer on primaries because it is getting into campaign season. And what's interesting to me is when you watch people who have already been in office, they're the incumbent, and then they draw a primary within their own party. That says something sometimes. Going to do a primer on primaries as number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, I just, it's one of those days, y'all. Literally, I'm going through the resourcing for the show. I was up at 4:30 this morning working on the show, and I kept finding myself thinking, did they really say that? So I've got an entire section. I'm just going to call it, did they really say that? Because yes, they really did. And I'll cover down on that when the time comes. But listen, all right, getting into my comments here for the show. I mean, all right, listen, tomorrow's New Year's Eve, right? 2022 is pretty much upon us. 2021 is a wash at this point. But I can't say that everything came out clean in the wash, if you know what I mean. 2021 was not 2020, but it had its own next level frustrations. Reflecting back, I can label any number of moments that gave me plenty of opportunity to reflect. I mean, like Biden taking office, COVID continuing, more shutdowns, inflation, the war in Afghanistan coming to a debacle of an ending. And on that point, Afghanistan, before I get to my main point about these comments, let me tell you about a personal experience and turn that into an analogy for my comments today. Many of you know that as an Army officer, I served in both Afghanistan and Iraq. During my time in Afghanistan at the beginning of the war, I rode horses, grew a beard, lived among the Afghan people for nearly a year outside the boundaries of any coalition base. There was no supply point for me to turn to, is my point. My team had to procure much of our food from the Afghans, and yes, I had dysentery 5 times and I lost 30 pounds. The only way our command could ever truly get supplies to us was by airdrop or later by tactical air land. And it's an amazing thing, really, to be out on a former Soviet airstrip at 0200 in the dark of night, setting out infrared markers so that special operations supply guys can drop parachute pallets loaded up with beans and bullets to you. But listen, that's my deal here. It does not matter how much warfighting skill and warrior spirit you have. The soldiers in the fight have got to have the beans and the bullets to fight the good fight. Beans and bullets. Gotta have them. So, hey, with that in mind, let me fast forward from that experience to this one now. 2021 not only saw the beginnings of the Biden administration on one end of the political spectrum, but it's also seen what I believe is the birth of a new round of conservative action, not the least of which, for me, is this gig right here with y'all, spending the last 6 months with all of you through Right Side Radio. And Right Side Radio is designed to be one of those entities that drops the beans and bullets you need to fight the conservative fight. Seriously. That's how I see it. When Right Side Radio kicked off the first week of July in this year, I told all of you then that I wanted this to be more than a radio show. My goal is that every single day, the audience for Right Side can identify with the show, with the content, with the guests, and even with me. I'm nothing special, but God's given me an eclectic opportunity to be a part of some very special things. Whether in politics or the military or practicing law or serving in full-time ministry, I want to take any and all experiences that I've ever had and translate them into something useful. I mean, what good are memories and experiences if you can't grow from them and share them with others, right? And on top of all that, I've said that all along, we want this show to do four things every single day. I call them the four E's. Enlighten, empower, educate, and entertain anyone who tunes in. I always say that all of you right side ruffians out there should be able to view this show as your supply depot for all that you need to get to go out there and take the fight to the liberals. Anytime that water cooler conversation or that social media challenge or a comment in the fast food line or a question at the dinner table, if it comes up, you should be able to say, you know, I heard this guy say something on the radio the other day, and then be able to lay it out as clean and clear as if you were the one who said it yourself, because you care. And truthfully, I do believe this. If you're listening to this show or to any other conservative news talk show, then you already care more than the average person. You've already put yourself in the position of steeping your mind in conservative viewpoints. You're already in the fight, but you're going to need an airdrop of some more ammo and rations, because those conservative viewpoints that we espouse, those are the beans and the bullets of conservative versus liberal fight that we're all in. And sometimes something will get said on the show and you already knew it, but it encouraged you to hear it said by someone else, sort of like a, yeah, that's what I thought kind of moment. And then sometimes on the show, we'll cover down on a topic that you knew a little bit about and you knew where it was headed, but we gave you the details to crystallize it for your own use, like a, hey, there you go, now I get it. Other times, though, it might be a brand spanking new idea you'd never really latched onto, but when you heard it, you had one of those holy cow moments, and it galvanized you to want to do something. If we hit any or all of those four E's for you on any given day, then that day is success in my view. Because we need all of you in the fight. And it's a fight, make no mistake about it. Liberals are doing all that they can right now to unhinge this nation and to reshape it into something that it was never intended to be. And we're going to move into 2022 now. It's an election season. It's already underway. This election season at local, state, and federal levels is going to be the first opportunity for voters like you to really speak at the ballot box since the debacle of the 2020 elections for federal stuff. Or since the 2018 state legislative and gubernatorial elections. Yeah, since COVID and all of its government restrictions. The first time to vote since they raised your gas taxes without so much as a how do you do. The first time to vote on people since you were told you couldn't open your business but others could. The first time for you to vote, perhaps, since you saw people getting paid to stay at home while you went to work every day to pay your own bills. Or since you became aware of what critical race theory is. Or since you as a parent became keenly aware of your child's education processes. Or since we dropped to 50th in the nation in education. The first time to vote on a federal issue, maybe since spending in D.C. got so out of control that you can no longer abide by it. First time to vote maybe on a Montgomery politician since the state legislature gathered and spent more of your tax dollars than ever without a single tax cut. All of that and more. And often with the help of moderate Republicans in both Montgomery and D.C. has been happening since the last time you've had a chance to vote. Meanwhile, liberals are truly on the march. At first, it was a sense of mandate that they had, a sense of entitlement. We won the 2020 elections. We're empowered. All right. And they wanted more. But now they see their agenda flailing. Their policies, their actions are failing, and they're scared to death of all you right-side ruffians, so they're desperately trying to take you down now as much as anything they can, because they hate traditional conservatism, and they know they could lose the opportunity in 2022. Well, it's a fight, my friends, and we are neck deep in it, neck deep. And I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest. And going into 2022, we here at Right Side Radio are committed to continuing to resupply you with all the beans and bullets it takes to run that fight to its very end. So stay in the fight, my friends, because you are definitely on the right side. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yep, thought I'd end the year with some comments on why we even do this. I mean, why spend hours preparing so that we can talk for hours if it's just so that I can hear myself? Nope. I think our job here at Right Side Radio is to be like that resupply that gets you the beans and bullets you need to go out and take the fight to the liberals. That's why we're here. Enlighten, educate, empower, entertain, keep you in the fight. That's what we do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.